Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, for their ongoing support. We do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, I guess my name's Robert Biot, and I'm the general manager for First Call Energy in Nisku, Alberta. He's known Keith with Noah for about 10 years now, and Got a pretty good relationship with him from the past, from other companies, but yeah.
Cool, and so what does the company you currently work for do exactly?
Currently we have 8 hydrovacs, and we do like locate utilities and all infrastructure work all around the city of Edmonton, but we're currently looking to expand and move all over Alberta.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, you know, hydrovac, HVAC, water truck?
Hydrovac.
Just specifically hydrovac.
For now, yes.
Okay, so if you're doing a hydrovac for now, like you said, you're looking for lines. So are you putting down the lines, using your equipment to like...
No, we locate the lines for to put new pipelines in the ground.
Okay.
You have to locate them in. So if you're doing directional drilling, so you don't have line shake, right?
Yeah, of course.
Have an incident and that could be... it's a pretty big deal if that happens.
Yeah, of course.
So the hydrovacs are very important.
Yeah. No, I used to, back years and years and years ago, I used to work for a company called Everett.
Clean Harbors. Clean Harbors, so. That's where I started.
Oh, really? Yeah. At Clean Harbors?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Harbors,
yeah, in High River, Alberta.
Okay, and so were you working as like a swamper, worked your way up, or did you go right to get your driver's license?
I had my license. I started driving and just worked my way up through different companies.
One or three? Class one or three?
I had class one.
Okay.
Cool. Started with my class three and then got class one.
So what got you into driving?
I'm originally from Prince Edward Island.
Okay, PAI.
Yep,
there we go.
Whoop whoop. There's not a lot of work there.
Yeah.
I managed a dairy farm for 14 years before I came out here, and it's can be tough to support your family, so I decided to make the move here and give her a shot.
Yeah.
Give the old oil money.
Yeah, there you go.
And it worked out, so.
I used to do a lot of recruiting in PEI, just because, like, forever you need truck drivers, hence yourself. A lot of guys knew how to drive 8 double L's, like that was the big thing at the time for anybody who knows how to shift gears.
Yeah.
PI always had a lot of good drivers, and it's because, like you just said, there's the industry allowed for it.
Yeah. And hard workers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you never mess around with PI.
Yeah, that's right.
One time I was there and there was no hotels. It was so hard to get a hotel back in the day there, so I ended up staying in Summerside.
Summerside, yeah.
At the base.
Oh, nice.
So I got to stay there for a week, and it was an experience, man. I really enjoyed myself.
There's a hockey school that goes on at the base here every year.
Okay.
Andrew's Hockey School, yep.
Nice. So, from PEI, how's growing up in PEI for you?
It was awesome.
Yeah. What was so awesome about it? I grew up here, so I don't know.
I lived in a town called North Rusco, which is a fishing village.
Okay.
Which we were like 10-minute bike ride to the beach every day. Go fishing, deep sea fishing, lobster fishing.
Yeah.
Live on the beach basically all summer and play hockey all winter.
So, yeah.
You know, you can't complain as kids.
Yeah, not a bad existence.
No.
And so then when you were making the move out here to Alberta, was there a specific trade you wanted to get into, or you just kind of roll the dice?
I kind of knew what I wanted to get into with the trucking. I knew some people in the industry out here that kind of got me rolling, got me some connections, and went from there.
And you've known Keith for a minute here, so were you were working, you've had to touch base with Fort McMurray, like now you're in Edmonton.
Yeah, I worked for my previous company. I knew Keith from there.
Okay.
And then I moved on there a year ago and just Took a year off, take a break, try something different, did some reclamation, remediation and demo work, and
okay,
got some more experience, so I kind of, I like that, but this, yeah, this is kind of my, it's kind of my forte,
yeah,
forte,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, yeah, here, so.
That's fair enough.
And got a lot of connections, know a lot of people, and a lot of good people, and people take care of good people.
Yeah, man, there you go. No, that's exactly it. And it's good that, like you said, you got to experience some other things, try some stuff out.
Yeah.
I feel a lot, yeah, of times people get stuck in their ways, and they just stay there, and they say, oh, I would've, could've, should've.
Yeah.
But then you're allowed to try other things and then be like, you know what? I like that. It makes you more grateful for, yeah, 100%, the things you have and what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, and you get more connections along the way too, right?
So. Yeah, yeah. So coming from PEI, smaller town, wherever you, like,
yeah,
small, moving over to Alberta, now you're living in the Nisku area, you said, right?
Oh, I live in Sylvan Lake, Alberta.
Oh, Sylvan Lake, yeah. Oh, okay.
I had to live by the water, so.
There we go, okay, because I was just going to say, you're like, that's, yeah, where my line of questioning was going. Yeah. You're landlocked now, how do you feel about it?
No, live by the water, so it's good. We camp all summer, too, on the Red Deer River, too, so.
Nice.
Always by the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sylvan Lake, are you big, like, you're by the water? Are you in the water? You know how to swim? You're on a boat?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I have a boat. But,
okay, yeah. What kind of boat? Speedboat? Wakeboard?
Speedboat,
yeah. Wakeboard?
No, just a speedboat. Just I'm actually selling it right now, so it's...
Oh, okay. Oh, your heartbreak. Sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah, it's all good. We just don't use it enough. It's, yeah, like, we go camping every weekend on the Red Deer River. We do our floats. We do our swims in the river. We kayak, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right? So
next goal is to get a riverboat.
Okay, so, cool.
Need for speed,
yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids and a grandson.
I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but how the heck do you have 3 kids and a grandson? However old you are, you're looking great.
I'm 43.
Okay, wow.
My wife, she had a kid just outside of high school, so okay. She's my stepdaughter, but I've been there for the, yeah, whole time. And yeah, we had a grandson a year ago in March.
So congratulations.
I get to spoil him.
I was supposed to be here a while ago because I was late. I was playing dominoes with my parents, and so, yeah, same kind of thing. My dad, super strict growing up.
Yeah.
That being said, with this little kid, I got a 10-year-old. He spoils this kid rotten.
Oh yeah.
And anytime, yeah, every time, like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that. My dad is the first one to chime in. Hey, I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
what do you mean? Like, you're supposed to be on my side here.
No, that's the way it goes.
So, yeah, you're enjoying it being a granddad.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Just playing with him, listening him laugh and smile and have, yeah, fun, you know, watching him grow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He lives on the ranch and farms every day too, so.
Okay.
Out on gator rides, checking cattle, and his little farm boy, so.
Is that close where you guys are at?
Yeah. Yeah, they just live in Rimby, Alberta there, so.
Right on. So does your job take you out of the Sylvan Lake area often? Like, you're in Fort McMurray now, so the answer,
yeah,
is yes.
Yeah, I'm all
but
over the place.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place, but kind of do my thing, my own schedule, and if I have to be home for something, I can be home. So
when you're on the road, what are you listening to?
A little bit of everything. Usually country, got a few playlists. And okay. I listen to everything.
Yeah.
Rap, whatever.
Okay. Just because I know when you're on the road that much, you got to be,
yeah,
listening to something in your vehicle.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So is it a playlist that you've put together, or is it like a...
Yeah.
Like random, you just
one with? I put together.
All right, so...
Old school songs, Beastie Boys, you know.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
And so it's like, I struggle with music now in regards to, I love music,
yeah,
but I collected CDs.
Okay.
Then things went over to MP3 and you're like, all right, so you catalog your music.
Yeah.
Now it's Spotify and, like, yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to keep going through and making these playlists, mm-hmm, again and again and again. So when you're listening to your playlists, like, where are you storing them?
Spotify.
Spotify is your go-to app.
Yeah.
Okay. Intra. Everybody has their app. I'm, yeah, YouTube music.
I do some YouTube too.
Yeah.
But Spotify is using my go-to.
And so why have you chosen that app to...
I don't know. I just... Same thing. I hate jumping around trying to find different things. And
yeah.
Spotify was the easiest for me. So
yeah, fair.
Not a very techie guy. So
yeah.
More hands-on.
Yeah, no doubt. And so I just got to double back because you came here to talk to me about a specific thing is your organization. What makes your company different from others in regards to, I know the industry, I used to work in that industry, and so there's a lot of players. So what about your company do you feel makes you stand out?
I guess I would say we're a good family oriented company that takes care of their people and cares about their people and has good equipment and does safe work. trucks are fairly new. There's nothing that's old, and always updating to newer trucks. We got two more on order here, so I mean, just take care of your people, take care of your equipment, and everybody go home safe.
Wow, good. There you go. Two more trucks on order too. You must be doing well. Those things aren't cheap.
No. Plan is to keep going. So
that's great. So for people who are interested in potentially like looking you guys up or applying for work, what would be the type of caliber of hire you're looking for? What's important to keep the same kind of energy and, like you said, safety? All of those things are important.
For me, my main thing is your attitude.
Okay.
If you have a good attitude, no matter what skill set you have, you can learn. And we're willing to learn, take the time to teach people.
Yeah.
Attitude is the main thing.
Yeah.
Everything, it's not gonna work.
I like it. And on that note, because it's getting a little colder and windier, we're gonna wrap this up. Yeah. Now, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug though. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What?
A shameless shout out or plug, anything you want. We've your mom, your company, your dog, your car. We've had all types of different things.
I guess I'd share it to my family, I guess. My grandkid.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go, man. That's it.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.